Hey, what's good, everyone? It's Kyle Henderson of BamaInsider.com. Thank you very much for joining me tonight, Wednesday, November 4th. Wanted to talk some Alabama football with you ahead of the bye week. We just uploaded Nick Saban's press conference, which you can watch in its entirety right here on our YouTube channel. Call in line at the bottom of the screen, 205-850-0883. Alabama with the open week and kind of going into this bye week. My question for you, how good is this team? And what are the potential pitfalls or even the rat poison that could even stop this team? I think when you look at the offense and the way, you know, the defense played in this last game, it's pretty incredible to see, what Nick Saban has once again for the Alabama Crimson Tide, 6-0. Remember that you can join, the show right here by calling in 205-850-0883. You can also download our show via podcast after the show, wherever you get your podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, definitely look us up, Bama Insider. Got some practice footage that's just in from Alabama, so I'll do the voiceover right here with you. This is, I got a peek of it just a second ago, but here's Alabama in the practice footage, and, we'll start that and let everybody get checked in right here on Bama Insider. Oh, and before we get started, please definitely hit the thumbs up button. I really appreciate it. The thumbs up, the more thumbs up, the better. So definitely hit the thumbs up on the channel. And away we go with our footage right here from practice. And this is just in from November 4th. As you can see, Mac Jones right there distributing the football to Trayshon Holden. If you're listening to the podcast, just go back to our YouTube channel and check it out. Mac Jones, who's been now listed as the Heisman Trophy favorite going into week 7 of the college football season. Great footage right here of the defensive line. I thought they played a lot better, a lot more pass rush, against Mississippi State. That's something that we wanted to see from the defense, and they certainly brought it against the Bulldogs. I mean, I think, seeing guys like Tim Smith for the first time really get after the quarterback. You saw Christian Barmore do his thing. Right here is Joshua Lanier. He's a guy that continues to get a lot of footage every single time. I believe he's right out of Tuscaloosa. How about right here, number 22? Actually, let me rewind that for you guys. This is important to check out. This is actually Ronald Williams right here, number 22. He fractured his arm in fall training camp, so good to see him back. Number 7 right here, that is Brandon Turnage getting some work in right there against Josh Joe. We got to see a little bit of Turnage against Mississippi State. Number 5 right here, that is Jalen Armar Davis on your right, working again against Ronald Williams. So good to see those defensive backs in play. Number 21, I believe that is Jaquez Robinson going against Brandon Turnage right there. Again, look at the tight ends, a real quick look, and then back to the defensive lineman. That's Christian Barmore, number 58. And number 90, that's Stephon Wynn. There's DJ Dale right there. Let's rewind that. Actually, it was kind of quick. Looking back at the defensive line, who I thought played inspired. I thought they played, like we needed to see this defensive line play. I think going in number 50 right there, that's Tim Smith, who I thought played fantastic. I mean, in that later part, Jamil Burrows, number 98. I thought the defense, they needed to play well. They needed to step up. This defensive line, really needed to show what they're capable of. And thank you for joining us. Appreciate it, everybody. Appreciate hit the thumbs up button. We appreciate you guys being here. Call in line is open, 205-850-0883. I thought the defensive line, played really good. I really like what they brought to the table. And today, also on Bama Insider, I also had some freshmen kind of takes, and we'll go over that here in just a second. Just kind of spotlighting the freshmen, guys who I thought have played really well throughout this early part of the season. Hey, thank you very much, Anthony, for checking in. We appreciate it. Cringe Boy, and see you. Thank you very much for joining us. And we got our first caller, and we'll take that right now. Hey, good evening. You're on the line with Kyle Henderson. Who I'm on the line with, and where are you calling in from?
Hey, Kyle, my name is Jay, and I'm calling you from Virginia.
All right, Jay from Virginia. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, every year it seems like we start talking about Heisman Trophy winners, and that's a big pet peeve of me. I really can't stand the Heisman Trophy. It's okay when Bama players will win it, but bottom line is you got to win all your games before you can worry about the Heisman Trophy, and I think just go out, execute your job, see what happens at the end of the year. I really hate all the hype over the Heisman. I think it's rat poison. I'm totally in agreement with that phrase used by Nick. Just want to get your kind of comments on this.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I was kind of going into the show kind of aiming towards that rat poison idea, because when you look at this particular team and just the hype that they get, and I'm with you on the Heisman Trophy. Of course, it's great for ratings, but it means absolutely squat right now. I mean, Mac Jones still has to go out and perform. We've seen this before with Tua Tagovailoa. He was the Heisman Trophy favorite at 1.2, and then, you know, we kind of all saw what happened with him. So it means absolutely nothing other than to talk about it, and it's fun. And but it's rat poison. It's noise. And Nick Saban knows that. And that's why I coined the term rat poison, you know, from the mentality side. Because I'll tell you what, going to this backstretch, there is four teams that could certainly derail Mac Jones and the Alabama Crimson Tide, right? You got LSU, you have Auburn, Arkansas, and Kentucky. Now, really, can any of those teams really upset Alabama? I don't know. We've seen that this happen in the past. Gus Malzahn is an evil genius when he plays Alabama. I get it. LSU is down. You know, Arkansas and Kentucky, nobody's really going to take those two teams serious, you know, from a fan's perspective. But anything could happen on college football Saturday. What else you got, Jay, as you kind of look at this team through the first six games?
Say that last piece again, Kyle.
Any other takes as you look at this team from the first six games of the season? I mean, they've been dominant, and to see them against Mississippi State, I really liked everything from that defensive perspective. Your kind of take on this team through the first six games?
Solid play all the way around. The defense is, it's not a typical, dominating defense, but they seem to be doing a little bit solid, you know, more solid than they were at the beginning of the year. I think maybe the coaching and the game experience, the practice has come around. I would like to see, more domination on that side of the ball. Kicking game, can't remember the last time. I mean, the guy's rock solid. Punting could be a little bit better, but it, you know, could be worse too. Special teams play has been really good. Can't really say enough about the O side of the ball. We just need to keep focused on the next play, and then the play after that, and the play after that, and don't worry about anything else, and see how far we can get in the season. Do I think we could go all the way? Yes, but I think it's way too early to talk about that. I mean, injury bug could get us. Anything could happen. Not just stay focused on the next play, next opponent, next play. And two other things, if I could. One is, and this kind of goes back to the Heisman Trophy, but really hype about players. I remember some years ago when Ingram and Richardson were around, and it was the week or the 2 weeks right before the South Carolina game. And, you know, the hype was, oh, this is a great duo. And, you know, we need to come up with a name. And, you know, there were some names thrown around. I think Salt and Pepper was one of them. I can't remember what the other ones were. But then they go out, and the whole team laid a goose against South Carolina. And you didn't hear a peep out of anybody the rest of the year about what to name our running back duo.
Sure.
Because they laid a golden egg, or they laid an egg, not a golden egg, just laid a rotten egg. And so to me, that's the way the Heisman is. It's in the same caliber. It should just don't say anything about it. Don't do anything. Just go execute. If you get it, great. And don't worry about it. You know, don't hype it. Don't promote it. Don't do any of that. Because I really do think it, that's an individual trophy, but, football is played by, 11 guys on a side, whether it's special teams, defense, or offense, assuming those are all individual guys, that's 33 guys minimum that you're playing. I know we probably don't do that. You know, a lot of special teams guys play either O or D, but, technically you got 33 guys playing. It's team sport. It's the ultimate team sport. You need all 11 guys. And I hate the distraction of what the Heisman is. I love it when it's other teams. Let them be distracted, but let's stay do our job.
All right. Final thought, Jay. Go ahead, buddy.
Now that's pretty much all I've got.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling, and I hope you have a great rest of your week. Thank you very much for calling in, Jay.
You're welcome. Roll Tide. You got a lot of fans up here in Virginia. A lot of them.
Definitely. Thank you very much. Roll Tide to you, buddy. All right. That was Jay out in Virginia. I appreciate the call, and I get exactly where Jay is coming from, because I think it all is it's a giant distraction. You know, when we talk about the Heisman Trophy and other outside entities that could derail this team, Nick Saban always talks about blocking out the noise, kind of focusing on your job. And, you know, it makes sense. But it's fun to talk about the Heisman Trophy. And I think while we're on the Heisman Trophy, let's actually look at, you know, the passing chart from Mac Jones. I mean, I think when you kind of this paints a great picture of what Mac Jones has done throughout these first six games of the season. Again, Alabama is open this week, and then the following week they will take on LSU in Baton Rouge. We'll be covering that game. We'll have tons of coverage on Bama Insider. We just posted Nick Saban's press conference, but right here I'm talking about Mac Jones and his passing chart right here. This is courtesy of Pro Football Focus. The top of your screen, that's passes down 20 yards plus downfield. So to the outside right, as you can see, he's pretty remarkable. 98.5. That's actually higher than Tua Tagovailoa to the outside left. And then to the outside right, you have 94.1. Down the center, 81.6. I think Tua always stayed above that 90% mark, which is pretty interesting. But overall, I was looking at the grades between the two, Mac Jones and Tua, through the first six games from 2019 to 2020. And actually, Mac Jones grades out better than Tua Tagovailoa. As you can see, to the center of the field, Mac Jones is 26 of 33 with a grade of 92.1. And then to the outside right, and we're looking at that second box to the right, he's 5 of 7 for 82 yards. So I think overall, it really tells you how good Mac Jones has been and how efficient he's been through this early part of the season. I get there's a long way to go. And but I mean, we definitely have to give, you know, props to Mac Jones just because he's done such a fantastic job with the Crimson Tide taking over. Really done a great job overall. Kyle Henderson of BamaInsider.com here, taking your calls. 205-850-0883. Alabama undefeated going into this bye week. We got to see, you know, through this first, you know, six games of the season, we've seen plenty of freshmen really step onto the field. But this guy, Malachi Moore, has been absolutely phenomenal. You look at a guy that's, you know, he's from in-state. He came in. We talked a little bit about him during fall training camp. But to see his overall production and to see him starting at that star position, and we've talked about him time and time again, you know, throughout these first 6 weeks, it's a guy who plays very opportunistic football. Again, call in line number at the bottom of the screen, 205-850-0883. A guy who plays, and someone coined it best. I didn't coin this. I wish I would have. But he said he has Minka Fitzpatrick vibes. And I completely agree with that. I mean, you look at, you know, what this guy has done and how he plays. It's, you know, he always seems to be around the football. He has 28 tackles, two interceptions, one forced fumble, and he returned that fumble for a touchdown. So Minka, you know, mini Minka, right, is Malachi Moore, just doing such a great job for the Alabama Crimson Tide. And I think if you're going to give, you know, kind of like a freshman MVP honor, he could certainly be it. So let me know what you guys think about Malachi Moore in the comment box. I'd really appreciate getting your take on Malachi Moore as we enter, you know, this bye week. I mean, he's doing absolutely fantastic. Remember to follow us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, everything all the same. And my name is Kyle Henderson. Please hit the thumbs up button. Really appreciate it. Getting that channel out to, you know, everybody else that is Alabama Crimson Tide football fans. And we're almost to 40,000 subscribers right here on BamaInsider.com, which is pretty amazing, you know, to think we started it from the ground up, and to see where we're at is all because of you. So thank you very much. Another freshman that we wanted to talk about, Brian Branch, 9 tackles, 62 snaps against Mississippi State, a guy who really came with it. I think Brian Branch, Malachi Moore, certainly the future of Alabama secondary. This is a guy who plays very fast. I think he's had an opportunity through the first couple of games of the season to have maybe 2 interceptions, maybe even 3. He's actually dropped them, but the point is he's creating value for himself. He's getting onto the field, and against Mississippi State, Brian Branch, William Anderson, Malachi Moore, those guys were up in terms of the tackle leaders. They did a great job, you know, making plays on the defensive side of the ball. So I've really been impressed with Brian Branch. And you guys said, even in the preseason, I remember taking your calls before the season even started. You guys were like, watch for Brian Branch. So to see him and Malachi Moore and really see those guys tearing it up as we get into, you know, the midway point of the season has been really nice to see, because, you know, I think people say that Alabama freshmen, that freshmen don't play at Alabama. These guys are starting at Alabama. I mean, 62 snaps for Brian Branch. I mean, that's pretty impressive. We continue to talk more about the freshman and how about this guy, William Anderson? I appreciate it. Thanks for joining us. We see you We see you out there. Thank you, Art Davius. Thank you so much for joining us here on the show. Will Anderson, I mean, this guy has just an act to get in the backfield. I think that first game of the season, when we saw him against Missouri, he was like, he was back there, you know, quicker than a cat. It was pretty amazing to see his overall progression as the year's gone on. For this guy just being a freshman, it's pretty fantastic. And I get it. I think the one team that did a great job was Ole Miss. They really did a good job taking him out of the game. But I think, you know, this is a guy that's only going to get better. I feel like he's one of the best players on defense already. Plays very fast, and I think the way you're supposed to play. And, you know, I'm, you know, just so delighted to see his progression. I can't wait to see what he can do going forward. Call in line is open, 205-850-0883. Hey, thank you so much, Cannon. I appreciate it, Mr. Cannon. Great content. This is why subscribers have grown. You know, we put a lot into this channel. I know you guys can see that. So, you know, this is what we do. So every time you hit the thumbs up, every time you got super chat, that helps our business grow. Just recently brought on Mick Gillespie, another personality that we wanted to add to the show, another host to give, you know, more content to you guys right here on Bama Insider. So we really appreciate it. You guys have been a real big reason why we have grown as a company. And, you know, we have our sights higher. We continue to strive for protection, for perfection, protection and perfection, right? And to get better at our craft as we continue to go forward. I wanted to show, speaking of freshmen, let me bring up one more freshman tab. And it was actually, Bryce Young. And I wanted to get your take on Bryce Young, you know, throughout this early season. And I know we've seen just a small sample size of him, but what is your take on Bryce Young through the first, you know, six games of the season? Now, he hasn't played in all six games, but I want to get your take. He's 8 of 15, 84 yards, and we got our next caller on the line. Hey, good evening. Thank you very much for calling in. Who am I on the line with, and where are you calling in from?
Kyle, what's up, man? This is Sam from Alabama, man.
Hey, what's up, Sam? How you doing, man? Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. You know, I was just asking everybody that's watching the show, you know, early take on Bryce Young throughout this very small sample size. And do you have any comments on Bryce Young?
I still think he has a lot to work on. I would like to see him to be a little bit more. Just take the bull by the horns when he get in there, man. When he get his chances in the game, I know Tua. That's what Tua did whenever he got the opportunity to get on that field, man. He was just trying to take advantage of every opportunity that he had, and he pretty much did that every time. He pretty much impressed whenever he did get on the field as a freshman. I just want to see him be a little bit more aggressive as a center caller, as a maybe a leader of the offense when he get his chances. Mm-hmm. He kind of seems like he's a little quiet, and maybe that's just his personality. He hasn't done bad overall. I think they called it a fumble in the Mississippi State game. They should have reviewed it. Probably could have been an incomplete pass. You know, it seemed like to me his arm was going forward, but that's one thing you got to do as a quarterback. You got to take care of that ball, man. That ball is the most precious thing that's on that field, you know, because everybody wants it, you know. So, I mean, that's what I see in him.
All right. I was kind of asking everybody as well, you know, kind of just about, you know, how good this team is and kind of almost kind of vibing off the whole rat poison. But you're on the show. I mean, it's your show. What are your comments kind of going into the bye week?
I think that Devontae Smith, I think after his interview, right? His interview after what was that Saturday? After Saturday's ball game,
yeah,
he was saying that he was criticizing the defense and all that. Well, I just want a message to Devontae. It's a little constructive criticism, man. You know, Devontae, your defense ain't as great as it used to be. Mississippi State is not that great of an offense. The offensive line wasn't that good. They don't have any really down the field threats on offense. So we really, even though they played better They hopefully it's a confidence booster. They got a shutout, you know, but it's to be seen. I mean, it's to be determined, in my opinion, in regards to the defense. But Devontae, you dropped the touchdown, Devontae, man. You could do better than that, you know. Devontae, you also got a penalty. Come on, man. You're hurting the team. You could do better. Devontae, tell your offensive linemen, especially the guards, man, the two guards, that they need to be a little bit more. They need to sustain their blocks a lot better than they have been. And also tell Najee, don't absorb the hit when a linebacker is blitzing. Don't absorb the hit. Go dish out the hit. So that's my message, man, to Devontae. Y'all can play better, man. Y'all can do better. But y'all ain't there yet. So you gotta keep working. You gotta keep grinding. So that's my message.
You know, and Sam, when I hear you being critical of a player like Devontae Smith, you know, it's like the goal for Alabama and for the fans is perfection. I mean, what Devontae Smith did against Mississippi State was just close to perfection. You know, if you're grading him, he was like a 98 out of 100. I mean, kid caught for 203 yards and 11 receptions and 4 touchdowns. And fans are like, hey, you got to do better. So I get it. Sam, give me a final thought before we get to our next caller.
Yeah, he has to get 100, man. I mean, we ain't going to take nothing less. You know, but my final thought is, in terms, I know there's all this talk about Heisman and everything. As an Alabama fan, that's great, right? That's great to get a Heisman trophy. But we won the championship, man. We won a championship. We haven't had one in a few years. And if we don't get one this year, this may be the first time a Nick Saban class hasn't gotten a championship in his tenure at Alabama, if I'm not mistaken. So I mean, we could have had one. How many do they have? Is it 17? They have 17.
Correct.
They claim 17 national championship, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and also to Devontae Smith again, a little bit more constructive criticism. your coach, Nick Saban. I feel like he lost us a championship in 2016 when he got rid of Lane Kiffin, man. So that's what we're looking for. We're looking for championships. Heisman trophies are great, but we want a champ. We want another championship, which is number 18. So, Devontae Smith, y'all ain't there yet, man. In my opinion, y'all gotta put in a little bit more work, bro.
All right, Sam. Well, please have a great weekend. Thank you very much for calling in. I always appreciate the dialogue that we have. You enjoy your bye week, and we'll catch up with you next time. All right.
Yeah, you do the same, man. So, what's the schedule, y'all? Y'all gonna do Friday? I'm sure y'all gonna take off Saturday. So, y'all gonna do Friday? I have a show on Friday too.
So, our schedule. Is actually what we're going to do is I'm going to take my family camping on Friday. I'm going to spend time with the wife and I got two kids. We're going to enjoy ourselves on Friday. We will have our show tomorrow with Andrew Bone. It'll be a kind of a state of the program on recruiting. I'm really excited to talk with Bone about kind of where things stand, kind of going into this later part of the season. And then we might have something special for you Thursday and then on Sunday. So kind of stay tuned to Bama Insider. But I'm going to run to my next call. So thank you so much, Sam. I appreciate all the support, buddy.
All right, man. Thanks. Have a good one, man. Take it easy.
You too, man. All right. Sam out in Alabama. I appreciate the call. And we'll take our next call starting right now. Hello. You're on the line with Kyle Henderson. Who am I on the line with and where are you calling in from?
Kyle. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you very much for calling. Who am I on the line with and where are you calling in from?
I'm another Henderson. I'm actually from Huntsville, Alabama.
Okay.
I'm living in the Austin area these days, but man, I know our fans are so picky and we want perfection, but I grew up a Bama fan. My granddad worked for NASA for Wernher von Braun. He took us to Bear Bryant games when I was a kid. So all you younger folks, take it easy. Bear Bryant took kids that had no talent and made them not perfect, but they won. So perfection is not always the key. It's not always winning. You got to learn how to lose respectfully too. Correct, Kyle?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's all part of it. And speaking to our last caller, Sam, I think when you look at kind of, this particular team, there's a lot of areas that they're not perfect. The goal is perfection.
No.
And I appreciate that. Like coming here to Alabama, I've learned that very quickly. This would be my fifth year living in Alabama in 2021. Yeah. And I've learned that the goal is not to be great. The goal is to be perfect. And, Nick Saban has set the bar so high, and I get that. And that's how it is. I mean, you caught for 11 receptions, 203 yards. We want 5 touchdowns. I mean, that's how it is when you cover Alabama football.
I know. I get that. I just wanted to remind everyone the old school days where Bear Bryant would take people that were not perfect at all, and he made them excel and exceed. Like, remember that? You can go watch the video. It's on YouTube. It's old. If you want to win a championship, you got the guy on the other side of the ball playing like at 10, level 10 or level 8, yes, you're going to play level 10, yeah, whatever. I mean, you can't expect perfection. You can try to insert it. And what it is it's inspiration is what it is. Saban, he's good at it too. I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying that Bear had a different style, but Bama was never perfect. No one's ever perfect. We're all human beings. And I wouldn't take anything away from this team this year because they're not perfect. Hey, they've already gone through over half a year, and they're awesome. I mean, 40 plus points each game, almost 400 yards for Mac. I was going to get to Mac. Mac could be the he should be in the Heisman running. I think he should. We've never had an Alabama quarterback get a Heisman Trophy, have we? Am I wrong?
No, you've had two Heisman trophies. You have the two running backs.
Running backs, but not the quarterback.
Yeah, not quarterback. You're correct on that. Yeah.
I would have thought
Tua, out of any quarterback here, I was like a slam dunk that Tua would have won the Heisman Trophy.
If he didn't say injury prone, you're right. Yeah. He had a lot of injuries. That's all. Yeah. I'm really impressed with Mac Jones. I mean, I think he's all around. He's solid. I mean, he can throw, he can run. He didn't have a perfect game last week, but come on, a perfect game. And he got 41 points with the team. It's not all his points. Yep. I think he's awesome. And I think he is destined to be great at Alabama this year. And even maybe if he has another year, I don't know. And then you got Najee Harris. Come on, he's not huge, but Najee can run the freaking ball. And I think he should be in the running for Heisman as a running back. But I think Bama's got a solid team this year, y'all. The young defense has showed up. They're not perfect, but bring it. I mean, we're rolling through the SEC. I'm not bragging. It's just looking good so far to me. Look at all the other conferences. They're getting late starts. I'm not impressed by any of them. We got a big game coming up with Clemson and Notre Dame this weekend. We'll see how that goes. I just wanted to chime in, Kyle, and I am a fellow Henderson. That's funny.
I've run into several Hendersons, kind of being around, but I like your point. I think where this team is at is where they need to be. And I don't think, it's a finished product. I think Nick Saban continues to improve this team in all areas. Right. Yep. And he does such a great job refocusing this team. And I think kind of looking to that backstretch, when we look at, the final four games of the regular season, LSU, Kentucky, Auburn and Arkansas, there's some redemption games. There's two of them, right? You got to take care of LSU and you got to take care of Auburn, the two teams that beat Alabama last year. And I think Nick Saban will do that.
I'm sorry. Wait, Kyle, did you say Auburn? Do they have a football team? Right? I've never heard of them.
I know, right? The thing about them is like, you never know what team is going to show up when they play other opponents, but when they play Alabama for whatever reason, Gus Malzahn, give me a final thought. Give me a final thought as we move to our next caller.
They're very lucky. All right. Hey, final thought. Roll Tide, and I love your show. Everybody, hit the like button and keep Kyle going, please.
All right. Roll Tide. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. All right. I just put him down as Mr. Henderson from Huntsville. It's awesome to get another fellow Henderson calling in. But yeah, I appreciate it. If you could hit the thumbs up button, we really appreciate it. That helps our channel grow. And we've been able to grow as a business. And, you know, it's because of you. So, you know, we have Bama Insider where you could go be a premium subscriber, but we also have this massive YouTube channel. So we continue to grow it and put content out there. So definitely hit the thumbs up. That really helps our channel grow. We're going to get to our next caller starting right now. Hey, Mike, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man? I'm not going to be long tonight. You know, I can get long-winded.
We got Mike from Jacksonville. No, Mike, you know, look. When you guys call into the show, be comfortable. Don't feel like you're on a stopwatch. Like I'll move you along. I'll take care of you guys. But you know, this is a call-in show. So when people call into a call-in show, you're gonna get takes. You guys be comfortable out there. Let's talk football. Let's be relaxed. And you know, now you're on the line. So it's your show. Take it.
Well, first of all, let me start off by saying this in regards to Bryce Young. I watched Bryce Young play for 1 year in high school, along with DJ that's at Clemson right now. He was number two. DJ was number two, and Bryce was number one, man, both out of California. Everybody's kind of getting on him because of the fact that he's coming in doing cleanup work. I'm going to tell you, like anything else, man, you're rusty. He's rusty. I can see the sharpness, you know, that's not there yet because of the fact he's coming in. You got to, you know, as you know from you know, watching football so many years, man, that your center has to be coordinated with the quarterback. Your receiver's got to be in rhythm with the quarterback. You got to have that feel. They got to understand, you know, they got to get that feel for the distance on, you know, how fast these guys. Is this a 4-2 guy? Is this a 4-5 guy? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So with that said, I'm telling you, when Bryce was in high school, and I know people can probably say, well, that's high school and this is college. But I'm going to tell you, when you get on the airplane like they did and travel around, you know, from state to state and come across the United States and play the top teams, that's a different level. And Bryce, man, looked better at times than Tua did at his tenure at Alabama, you know, when he was in high school. So people need to take a chill pill on him right now. And what, Coach Sarkisian and Coach Saban need to do is they need to give him a little bit more playing time in there and get that rust off, because what we always say about Mac 10, you're only one hit away from, you know, being put in the game. So, you know, he needs to get away and start, you know, get away from this cleanup stuff and give him more time on the field with the ones, you know, to start getting that smooth transition in there. And I don't think it'll be a problem. The guy that called a few calls about Devontae Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. You know, I'm retired military, and the military is pretty much just like a football team. You get these young recruits in, and I was an aviation division chief. So when you're dealing with an aviation, it's high tech. And so you get all these guys coming from all over, and ladies too, coming from all over the United States, and you got to develop them into a team. And that's the same thing in college football. These guys are at different levels. It's not, you know, putting the puzzle together. This guy right here might be a little faster. This guy might have better hands as a coach. You put it together to win championships game. But, you know, you might have a player that's sticking out that might be a star, you know. But at the same time, no, if you put that puzzle together and it's at an optimum efficiency, you win national championships.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys are saying, you know, it's sputtering here, it's sputtering there. You know, you got to understand, you're putting the puzzle together. Coach Saban's putting the puzzle together. He's looking at it and saying, you know what, this guy right here on defense might not fit in this particular scenario, in this zone or man-to-man, so I'm going to go with this guy. And that's what it is. So does it click in at 4 games? Does it click in at 7 games? As you can see right now, the defense is clicking right now and went to a soft zone, and it's working, you know. And, you know, it's each week they're getting better and better. On offense, I was just online tonight talking about Javon Baker.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying, you know, your Herb Street and the boys from ESPN. It was, oh, you know what? Since they lost Waddle, they don't have nobody. They ain't even mentioned Smith, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I'm like, wait a minute. You know, we've got some receivers out there. Slade Bolden has done a good job. He's not a fast guy, but he's got good hands. But then again, I said, I'm going to tell you guys something. You better, I want you to remember the name, Javon Baker. Mm-hmm. You know, 6'2", run a 4.2. I'm telling you right now, Saban needs to start working that kid in line. And, you know, here's a part of the puzzle again, where we go back and saying, okay, at what point is he going to work him in? Because, you know, is Slake Bolton better in this package right here? Or do you bring in, you know, Baker on this? You know, now you got time enough to do that. So this is what I'm saying about the puzzle. As far as I'm concerned, I like what I see about Alabama. And, you know, Herb Street and the boys, as always, you know, they looking at Clemson and they looking at Ohio State, you know. And so I'm fine with that. Hey, we'll stay under the radar and we're fine where we at right now. So I don't have any problems with that, you know, where we at. But I just want to see a rotation in the sense where you start getting some of those freshmen in like Baker and see what those guys can do, you know, in the liner, you know, running like a three wide out like we did, you know, like we normally do. So, but I'm happy and content with what we got, and I think we'll be fine. And the last thing I got is, this to me is, and I said I want a pimp slap LSU. I want saving the pimp slap LSU. That's what I call it. The reason why I say that, remember we had this discussion before. What Ogeron said in that locker room after they won in T-Town last year, F Alabama, Saban haven't forgot that. But Saban's not a coach, as you know, Kyle. He's not a coach to run up the score. Remember, if he's far ahead, what'd he do? Just run the ball, mm-hmm. you know? And even if they get on the one-yard line or something like that and you got a minute to go, you know, if they can punch it in, they'll punch it in. But normally he'll just say, hey, just go ahead and kill the clock. I don't think that's going to happen in this game, you know? So what's your take on that?
I mean, I think you're right. I mean, I thought you brought up some good points tonight. I was writing them down. I think you're absolutely right on Bryce Young. I think when you look at it, you know, a quarterback like him, he certainly needs more reps. I mean, he's a guy who really hasn't got onto the field yet. And I think, like you just said, I mean, he's one play away from having to lead this team. I mean, we've seen what just happened to, you know, Trevor Lawrence, right? And right. You could potentially see a scenario like that going forward. Now, can Alabama win with Bryce Young? Of course they can, but you can't just throw him in. I mean, yep. Here he is, only 8 of 15, and he's only had 15 opportunities right. to throw the football. That's not enough for him to really get into a rhythm. I think when you look at a game like Alabama versus LSU, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, Ed Orgeron said, and how they beat Alabama last year, that didn't sit well with anybody. And Alabama's had all year to think about that. And I keep mentioning it. I mean, there's two redemption games on the schedule, and they're coming up next, right? LSU and Auburn. Alabama certainly has that mentality, you know, of redemption on their mind. Nick Saban will have them focus into that game. He will have them remember what happened last year and how that derailed them from the ultimate goal of winning the national championship. So no, you're absolutely right. I'm going to run to the next caller, Mike, but thank you so much for calling in. I always appreciate the dialogue and definitely brought up some great points. I'll definitely continue to hit on those as I move forward.
All right, Cal, roll tide, baby. We'll talk to you next time, man.
All right. Thank you so much, Mike. Appreciate it. All right. My good buddy, Mike, out in Jacksonville. I appreciate it. I'll get to my next caller in just a minute. But just as, you know, Mike was also talking about Javon Baker, and I think a lot of people want to see Javon Baker get in. And I was talking about it today. I put up a freshman video that you should go check out on our channel. You know, why haven't we seen more of Javon Baker? And I think when you look at a player like Javon Baker, you know, he's a guy who certainly has that alpha mentality. Here's some footage that I've always shown when I talk about Javon Baker, just because I don't have any other footage of him really even at practice. But this is a guy who I think is a very versatile wide receiver. And just like Mike was saying, you know, you got to find players that can come in and, you know, fit that puzzle for Alabama. I'll get to my next call in just a second. You know, and how he can fit in, you know, is he a better slot? Is he a better outside receiver? Kind of mix and match. And I think Saban will figure that out as we move forward. But we're going to take our call, our next call right now. Hey, what's going on? You're on the line with Kyle Henderson. Who am I on the line with and where are you calling in from?
Yo, what's going on, Cal? Demetrius from North Carolina.
Hey, what's up, Demetrius? Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. You know, what's on your mind, man? Take it away. You're on the show.
Yeah, going off the title, you know, the only people that can stop this team is the sales. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm excited about each week we're showing some improvement, you know, especially on the defense side of the ball. I mean, on the offensive side, things are clicking. You know, we find our niche with whoever going to replace Jalen Waddle and keep building. You know, I'm excited, simple fact, because I see the coaching staff coming together, especially the defense. You know, Sarkisian, you know, he's doing a good job on the offense, spreading the ball around. Everybody seemed to be eating. Yeah, some of the young guys can get to come in. Trust me. I like on the defense, if Coach Saban see a player on the offense that need to get in, he going to put the best player on the field. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about that.
Mm-hmm.
If Baker is that, if he's that quality, trust me, Coach Saban is going to find a way to put him in the game. That's how we won our last national championship. Hey, he put the freshman in the game and that he knew could go out there and get the job done. So I'm excited, especially like the last caller said, Mike, he brought some good points about LSU running their pie hole, you know, lightning struck in a bottle for them and they wanna, you know. I drive a truck. I drive all over the country. Oh, Alabama. Look, we got championships for both hands and both our feet. So what are y'all talking about? Y'all still playing to catch up.
Demetrius, let me ask you about this pass rush. I mean, we saw a lot of improvement, you know, over the last, you know, from Tennessee to Mississippi State. Guys were getting after the quarterback. Phil Mathis actually graded out 95 overall on Pro Football Focus, which is one of the highest grades we've seen and since we've had access to Pro Football Focus from Alabama's perspective. What was your take about the pass rush and kind of talk a little bit about, you know, Alabama's defense and what you've seen from them in kind of from week one to now in week six?
I see the main thing I see is progress and the coaching staff knowing what each player can do, what mm-hmm. their capability is in different situations. I mean, I'm Mathis, along with Barrymore and Byron Young. Mm-hmm. Hey, that was a good trio that was getting after the quarterback. You know, the defense they were playing that dime defense, and you know your personnel.
Yes,
and the coaches each week. They're getting better, you know. I believe they were pissed off about all the bad mouth they got. You know, each week I call them in, I say, hey, give it a little time. Hey, these are freshmen. They're young and, you know, they're still trying to – it take a while for a coaching staff to come together to get the players trained up, coached up the way they play. This last game, hey, tackling had been a problem all year long. Was tackling a problem this game. And I believe they're going to build on it. Once they start making tackles, making plays, then they can start, you know, forcing. That's when turnovers start to happen. You know, you're playing discipline. Just do about like the movie Top Gun. I will stick by my wingman. I am not leaving. Do what you're supposed to, and then the mission get accomplished.
All right. Demetrius, give me your final thought, man.
Yeah, my final thought is I have to piggyback on the last caller. I just wanted to fly up under the radar. Let them talk about Trevor Lawrence, Clemson, Ohio State. Yeah, keep back everybody, you know. We get everybody best, week in, week out. That was Mississippi State best. I'm sorry. I don't care how bad they is. They still gave us – that was their best they put up, you know. And who I believe this victory train – this I feel good about this year. I feel – because it's a lot of mysterious situations this year. I mean, everybody rode the tour train. I was on the tour train. I was down on Mac 10 Jones. And I admit it. I will keep saying it. Hey, the young man is John Brown. To me, I know Tua done a lot of great things, but Mac Jones, yeah, that one pass, Devontae Smith batted down, could have got intercepted, but he just don't – he'll rather dunk the ball off in the flat to the running back or either the four-star or the tight end. He's not – Tua got us in trouble by always wanting to make the big play.
Yep.
And so I'm excited. Each week we're growing, learning, and these young players, we have a young team, a real young team, especially on defense. And once we get some more game time up under the belt, hey, they better watch out. They better watch out.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Demetrius. We always appreciate to hear from you. You always have good stuff to talk about. You know, be safe on the road and definitely enjoy your bye week. I'm sure you guys will be watching college football. We'll probably all be watching together, but we'll talk next time, Demetrius. Be safe out there, buddy.
You too. All right, Kyle.
Take it easy. All right. Our good friend Demetrius out there. Hey, we got a super chat. Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Put a lot into the show, so definitely hit the thumbs up. And I appreciate all the super chats as well. Love the show and the PFF numbers. I'm a stats geek, so I love the detailed analysts and static on the defense. Got the goose egg. Yeah, I am too. I love the stats. You know, when we kind of look at the Pro Football Focus, I really feel that that provides some good insight. I provide all those numbers at Bama Insider. So if you're a premium subscriber, you can check those out. I put a little bit here, but Pro Football Focus has asked us not to put the entire grades out, you know, to a free audience. So they want to keep that kind of under a paywall. So, you know, I'll definitely add some stuff here, but the majority of everything is back at Bama Insider. So I appreciate it. And I've sprinkled in a few grades and whatnot right here on Bama Insider. All right, Adam saying Mac for Heisman. I appreciate it. We'll get to my next call in just a second. Yeah, thank you so much, Tony. I appreciate that you guys are being here. And we got Brian on here saying go Bucks. Thanks so much, man. We appreciate you stopping by. And we'll take our next call starting right now. Hey, you're on the line. Thank you very much for being patient. Who am I on the line with and where are you calling in from?
Harold Bray calling from Orlando, Florida.
All right, Harold from Orlando. Go ahead, buddy. You're on the show. Thank you very much for calling in.
Kyle, I just wanted to let you know, man, you're doing a great job with the show. I really tune in. A couple of things I want to talk about, the previous callers. Alabama is very young. Mm-hmm. I think we need to be patient with the development of the squad. But I remember earlier you were talking about the down linemen. Mm-hmm. I think they're coming into their own. Mm-hmm. We need to be extremely careful how they come into their own. I think they're getting upfield. I think that's the key to Alabama's defense, to be totally honest, is to put pressure on the offensive line, the opposing offensive line, and getting after the quarterback.
Yeah, I think so. And I think when, you know, we kind of look at this overall defense, I think one point that I go to was Mike. He brought up this point, kind of fitting in the you know, the puzzle pieces. And I think that was a great point, because as I think more about it, look at this stat, for example, right? Because I'm really big into snap counts. DJ Dell only played two snaps against Mississippi State. And I think it makes sense, because, you know, he's not a guy who's going to get after the quarterback. He's a guy who's going to stuff the middle of the field. So in this particular game, Alabama went with Phil Mathis, Christian Barmore, and, you know, look for other edge rushers in that game. We saw Chris Allen get his first sack. We saw William Anderson continue to do what he does. And that's kind of figuring out your defensive personnel. And I think one other guy who can get after the quarterback is Tim Smith. He's a freshman. We saw a lot of physicality from him. So I think Mike was right. He brought up probably one of the better points of the night, is that Alabama right now through six games is figuring out their personnel. I would like to see some guys get some more reps as we push forward. But I think you have to remember this. I was talking to a source at Alabama saying that, look, not all these freshmen are just going to get in. Not all these number twos are going to get in, because Nick Saban wants to make sure that these guys are four quarter ready. And that makes a great point, right? These guys have to be ready for a game that's going to go the distance. And if these guys are only used to going halftime or three quarters, that's not going to benefit them when you have to go the distance. What else you got, Harold?
The offense. I like to talk about the receivers. I feel the guy from Georgia, his name escapes me, the freshman. Mm-hmm. I think he is definitely spot on as the next receiver up. But I think the whole receiving core room is outstanding. I just think it's a matter of, like you said, about the puzzle. them getting in and ready to be execute once they get in. Because game, live game is a lot different from practice. We're not there to see practice every day, so we're not sure who's not performing up to par in practice.
Yes.
So they can perform up to par in game time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a that's a great point. Go ahead, Harold.
I just feel that, you know, the receivers, 1, 2, and 3, unfortunately lost Waddle. But I think if I understand the history with the receiving room, you got a lot of guys that haven't seen the field that is extraordinary type of individuals, but may not be practicing up to level for without calling out any names. But they got a lot of people in that receiving courtroom that are outstanding athletes that should have been on the field by now, actually. Because now you got a freshman coming in that's next in the pecking line, as from what people can see, that should be on the field now.
Yeah, and I think, you know, everybody wants to see what Javon Baker can do. I mean, I certainly have heard really good things about him. I'm curious to see where he can fit into the offense. Is he going to be more of an outside receiver? Is he going to be an inside receiver? I honestly think he can do whatever Alabama needs him to do. So I'm kind of curious why we haven't seen more of Javon Baker, because I think he could be that guy that to just fit in. Now, then again, I look to the Tennessee game where Slade Bolden was very effective. 6 receptions for 94 yards, plays that perfect slot role. But I think Javon Baker, until, you know, he could be that guy that adds that extra level for a receiver, but we just don't know, because like you said, the practices are closed, so we'll just have to wait. And Steve Sarkisian, Steve Sarkisian is one of the best in the business, and he's going to do everything possible to make sure that the offense is at the highest level. So I have so much confidence. And I have so much confidence in Steve Sarkisian, so I kind of revert to that.
Right.
Go ahead, Harold. What else you got, man?
I'm here in Orlando, and I've seen Christian Leary play pretty much for the last 2 years. And I think the same thing that happened when Devontae Henry Ruggs and Jerry Jeudy, when they came in, is going to happen next year. Mm-hmm. With the slate of guys slating to come in. And that's where Bolden and number 5 is going to have to step up to be leaders, because it looks like that's going to be an extremely young receiving room next year. Mm-hmm. Because Smitty is pretty much the senior guy in that room right now. I know we have Xavier Williams over there and some other guys, but as far as actual playing on the field, mm-hmm. that's going to be an opportunity for the Roll Tide next year when it comes to that receiving room. So I think it's extremely important that Baker gets on the field and get that experience.
Yeah, thank you so much, Harold. I appreciate it. I'm going to run to my next caller, but thank you so much. Please call again next time, and I really appreciate the dialogue.
All righty.
All right, thank you so much. That was Harold out in Orlando, Florida. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Richard G., for the super chat. I appreciate it. Thanks for being here. And, you know, thank you guys for watching the show tonight right here on Bama Insider. We appreciate it. Please hit the thumbs up. And I think to Harold's point, and I'll get to my next caller in just a second. I think to Harold's point, you know, when you look at the wide receivers, even for next season, I mean, think about the freshmen that are coming in. I'm really excited to see what those guys can do, because they're bigger wide receivers. Yes, we have Trayshawn Holden here, 6'3". He's probably one of the bigger wide receivers on the team. I just kind of consider Jahil Billingsley a guy that could even be split out wide. But you look at Ajay Hall, 6'3". You look at Ja'Cory Brooks, 6'3". And then you got Christian Leary, who's probably one of the fastest players in the entire country coming on, who could be that next kind of Jalen Waddle type slot receiver. So, you know, really a lot to be excited about when you look to Alabama's receivers that are coming in, you know, next season. And, you know, you kind of look at the guys that are in the league: Jerry Jeudy, Henry Ruggs, Amari Cooper, Calvin Ridley, Julio Jones. I mean, it's like, it's pretty incredible what Alabama continues to do. And I will move to our next caller, and we will take it right now. Hey, what's going on? You're on the line with Kyle Henderson. Who I'm on the line with, and where are you calling in from?
Hey, Kyle. This is Hunter from Ruston, Louisiana.
Hey, what's up, Hunter? I really appreciate you calling in. Thanks for calling in, man. You're on the show. Take it.
All right, man, just kind of starting out, it's a little bit redundant, but I do appreciate everything you guys do over there at Bama Insider.
Yeah.
You know, the show, everything like that. I do appreciate the coverage. It's really nice. I'm actually in college myself, so turn on the podcast and just kind of listen to some nuggets here and there while studying, and really helps keep everything moving along. So I do appreciate everything y'all do over there.
Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, I think, you know, kind of going into this, I mean, this is something that we do on a full-time basis. And, you know, we've really grown this from the ground up. And I, you know, we've tried to put on, you know, the best product for everybody. And, you know, there's plenty of places to get your Alabama Crimson Tide coverage, but we try to take it to that next level. And, you know, we're glad you're here, man, but you're on the show. So take it away, bud.
You know, honestly, I just kind of wanted to pick up what you guys were talking about previously. I'm definitely excited. I'm really looking forward to see Slate Bolden get more involved. Mm-hmm. I actually went to the same high school as him, so I like to see Sark and Nick kind of start to mix in a little bit of that almost kind of Swiss Army knife role.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much what we used him as in high school. You know, you kind of moved him around, let him play quarterback a little bit, receiver, moved him around a little bit to running back. But it is really interesting to just see how versatile of a player he is. So I'm definitely excited to see him play a bit more. Yeah, I mean, that's just pretty much it. Just kind of looking forward to the future. Definitely a lot of promise.
Yeah, I think when you look at a player like Slade Bolden, I really like everything about his game, right? I like the fact that he's, you know, he runs great routes. He has good hands. I like him in that slot position. I know a lot of people are calling for Javon Baker. I am too. I want all these guys. I want to see, you know, I want the best guys out there. And Steve Sarkisian is definitely going to do that. But you're right. I mean, Slade Bolden is, you know, he's so versatile. And I think he's a player who has worked to earn that role. And I think like what Mike said from Florida earlier, you know, this team and these coaches are trying to figure out the best for this offense. And I think it's going to take time to do that. But Slade is certainly a guy. What do you remember him, you know, about high school? Because when I look back at his highlights, they were unbelievable. He was the Gatorade Player of the Year in Louisiana. He was a quarterback. I mean, did he just completely ball out like week after week? I mean, clearly he did being that he won Gatorade Player of the Year. But kind of give us a game that you remember watching him in high school.
You know, honestly, the games that really just stick with me were probably, I believe it was the semifinal games, my junior year and mm-hmm. my sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
And just, he's a grade older than me. So it was just really interesting to just see such a young guy just take over a game, you know, just throwing the ball all over the field, just incredible rushing ability. That's one thing that really always surprised me is that we were mainly playing him at quarterback, but his vision was so good, his field vision. And just being able to just pick holes and just knowing where to go. He's a very instinctive player. And I'm definitely kind of like what you said, 100%. I am looking forward to see him being worked into that slot receiver position a lot more, just because, like you said, he does have really good routes. I feel like he'll definitely be dangerous to kind of dump the ball off around like 5, 10, maybe 15 yards and just give him the ability to work, similar to what we used to do with Jalen Waddle. You know, I mean, he's got good speed, good hands, like you said, and just – like to see that ball carrier vision just be really just put to its utilized to its fullest potential. But that's pretty much it. He's just a great player, great guy. I knew him for a couple of years, but just definitely excited to see what the future holds for him and this Alabama team.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much, Hunter. Hey, look, save the number, call in anytime. And definitely, you know, we appreciate you listening to our podcast. And remember, everyone, podcasts available on Apple, Spotify. So, you know, if you can't watch the whole video, you can definitely get it on our podcast. So thank you so much for sharing those stories with us on Slade. And we'll catch up with you next time. Thank you very much, Hunter. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Kyle. Good night.
Cool. All right, that was Hunter from Louisiana. We'll get to our next caller in just a second. I mean, when I kind of look at, you know, kind of the broader spectrum of the college football season, who do you feel? I mean, let's just get down to it. I mean, it's a three-horse race, right? You have Clemson, Ohio State, you have Alabama. It's those three. I mean, is there really anyone else that you feel could challenge the Alabama Crimson Tide? I mean, I really want to know. I mean, yes, I get it. And this is rat poison because the next team up is LSU and, you know, Arkansas and Auburn and Kentucky. I get it. Those are the next four. But kind of when I look at the larger perspective, maybe what about Georgia? What if Georgia is able to somehow find an offense? Could that potentially be a team to give out? What about JT Daniels? I want to hear from you. Hey, Richard, thank you so much. I appreciate, you know, the second super chat, man. Thank you so much. And sincerely appreciate it. I'll take my next caller in starting right now. Hey, what's going on? You're on the line with Kyle Henderson. Who am I on the line with and where are you calling in from?
Yeah, my name is Mike. I'm from Kentucky.
Hey, Mike. Thank you so much for calling in. You're on the show, man. Take it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, I heard your comments about, you know, really who could battle with Alabama. And, you know, I certainly, being a huge Bama fan up here in Kentucky, I don't want us to let our guard down. I think, you know, Ole Miss gave us everything we could even handle. You know, we could end up with another game like that. Everybody comes, when they come to play Alabama, they come with their A game, and they give it everything they got. I think they throw the conservative playbook out the window, and they throw abandon to the wind, and they're going to give it everything they got. So I'm nervous about going to LSU and playing. I'm nervous about Georgia and the SEC championship game. I'm nervous about Auburn. You know, I think we're better than all those teams, but I definitely don't ever let my guard down. I want to see us go out and dominate every game and every play, and then not for a second take any of those teams for granted, because we've done it in the past and it's come out to bite us.
You know, when we kind of look at potential pitfalls, you know, looking at the rest of the season, I mean, I was thinking about this and I was kind of writing it down. I mean, potential pitfalls or like rat poison could be, you know, not blocking out the outside noise, kind of buying into the whole Heisman hype, believing that this team is unbeatable, right? Which I don't think is going to happen, because Nick Saban has his team so laser focused. Another pitfall I was thinking about is COVID, right? We saw what happened recently with Clemson and how Trevor Lawrence had to be sidelined, and then they were kind of in that shootout with Boston College. Now, I think that, you know, not having Bryce Young get that many reps could potentially come back to hurt Alabama if he has to go into a game, let's say against Auburn, for example, right? Because I think Bryce Young is going to do just fine, but I think he needs more reps to be actually game ready. So I was kind of thinking about, you know, what could be potential pitfalls, but here are the next teams on the schedule. You know, you have, you know, LSU, Kentucky, Auburn, and then Arkansas. I mean, this team overall, I mean, are you just, you know, week after week, are you continuing to just be impressed how Mac Jones orchestrates this offense?
I really am. I mean, I never expected him to come in this year and put up the type of numbers that he's putting up. He seems so comfortable in the pocket, and I watch him, even when he's got pressure on him, how he doesn't panic and run, and not to knock Jalen Hurts, because I love Jalen Hurts, but he tended to take off and run almost immediately. You look at Matt Jones, he'll sidestep, he'll step up two steps into the pocket and throw the ball. He's got one of the best footworks I've ever seen of any out. I think he's better than Tua when it comes to staying in the pocket, stepping up and throwing the ball. You know, I do think still the loss of Jalen Waddle really concerns me a little bit, only because Bolden's done a great job. But when I watch him play, the speed is nowhere near Waddle. So I think we're in a situation where he's not going to be double teamed, where when you had Waddle out there, they were almost always double teaming him. That opened up a lot of the other players. So I think guys are going to be able to spread out a little bit more and cover us. I hate that we lost him like that, but to your point, I am very, very impressed with Mac Jones. He exceeded all my expectations this year.
And I think to get to your point too, when we kind of look at Slade Bolden, and like I said, I'm a fan of Slade Bolden. I respect his game. I respect all the craft of these young men. I mean, they go out and they create value for themselves. But I do think that in that first game, in that first half against Mississippi State, I just didn't see the offense have that same rhythm that they've had with Jalen Waddle. And that's why I think a lot of fans are calling on Javon Baker, right? They're trying to figure out, you know, who could get this offense, you know, what could he add? Could he add that extra element that clearly Alabama was missing? And I think that, you know, you have to distribute the football more. It just can't be Devontae Smith for the rest of the season. I mean, teams are going to completely, you know, try to double him, you know, whatever they can do. I mean, maybe no one can stop Devontae because he's just a beast. But you get my point. Like, Alabama is going to have to figure out something to find that rhythm again, because I think they've definitely taken a little bit of a step back and lost some of that rhythm post losing Jalen Waddle.
Yeah, no, I do agree with your points exactly. I think that with Waddle out, I don't see us striking as quickly on the deep ball as we did before, because I don't think we have two sides of the field that we're able to do that with. But we do seem to march the ball down the field a little bit more methodically with more of the mid-distance passing. And the difference as well is when Waddle caught a pass that was 12 yards down the field, he would take it all the way for touchdown. And you don't see that. Again, I think Bolden did a great job in the game, so I'm not taking anything away from him at all. I'm very impressed with him. But if he catches the ball 12 yards down the field, he's not going to go for a touchdown with it.
On the line with we have on the line with Mike from Kentucky. Hey, Mike, let me ask you about, you know, Najee Harris. It's like we're not even talking about Najee Harris, and he's having this incredible season, 14 touchdowns, running hard, making people miss. And, you know, it's like we don't even talk about him because Mac Jones in this offense has been so electric. But, I mean, he's having such a fantastic year.
I agree with you. It is shocking how much we kind of focus on Mac Jones. I think because we didn't expect Mac Jones to have the type of year that he's having. But the running game in general, I mean, all the running backs that have come in, I've been really impressed with our running game. And I think each game that I've seen, not only has our offensive line gotten better, we're running the ball better, the defense is getting better as well. So I think the team's heading in the right direction. But Najee Harris is just, I mean, the man is an absolute stud in every aspect. And, you know, he just, Bama just seems to keep pumping out running backs year after year, but I'm so excited to see how he finishes up the year and look forward to him having, a hugely successful NFL career as well.
Give me a final thought, Mike.
Well, I do think that, you know, you mentioned Najee Harris. That'll be my final thought is that, he is an excellent receiver. I don't think we've had a better receiver out of the backfield as a running back that I can remember in the last 5 or 6 years. So I'm excited to see what he'll be able to do in the receiving game now that Jalen Waddle's out. So I'm excited about the rest of the year and do think that we're probably the best team in the country overall when I look. But I remember games we've lost to Ole Miss when we had 5 or 6 turnovers in a game. So bad things can happen sometimes. But if we focus and like, you know, Saban always says everybody does their job. I think that we're going to be sitting back sometime there into January, whenever it is, watching the national championship game with Bama in it, I hope.
All right. Well, Mike, please save the number and definitely call in next time. We really appreciate you dropping in.
Thank you, sir.
All right. That was Mike from Kentucky. We actually have another Mike from Kentucky that is called in. And actually, Mike, if you're out there, I want to make sure you're okay. We got a new call in line number, so it's at the bottom of the screen. Mike, our original Mike in Kentucky, I'm thinking about you. I hope you're all right. So, you know, call in because I miss catching up with you. Appreciate everybody watching tonight. Appreciate it. If you're new to the channel, please hit the subscribe button and definitely hit the thumbs up. Helps our channel get out to other Alabama Crimson Tide football fans. Approaching the 40,000 subscriber mark right here on Bama Insider, and we really appreciate everybody you know, that has contributed to subscribing to our channel and helping us get to that next level. We're continuing the march towards 50,000 subscribers right here on Bama Insider. And we'll take our next call starting right now. Hey, welcome to the show. You're on the line with Kyle Henderson. Who am I on the line with and where are you calling in from?
This is Larry out of Mobile, Alabama.
All right, Larry, what's up, man? How you doing tonight? Thanks, you're on the show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just have a question. Is our defense getting better or Mississippi State was just bad?
I think it's kind of a combination of both. And we're on the line with Larry from Mobile. I think it's kind of a combination of both. I think when you look at kind of the defense, you know, they certainly came into that game. And I think, you know, it was about time that they came in with a chip on their shoulder because, you know, everybody was, you know, they kept on saying the offense, you know, is everything about Alabama football, but what about this defense? And I think just like listening to Devontae Smith, I think what happened was they kind of got mad, right? And they kind of rose to the occasion. I get it. Mississippi State, they're going through a lot of things on the off the field issue. You have all those transfers and whatnot. But I think collectively, this defense is getting better. Now we're going to, you know, see just how much better they've improved as they go against the LSU team. Now LSU clearly taking a couple steps back, but they don't have to worry about that. They just have to worry about improving their own game. And what we saw in terms of the pass rush, you know, the play overall from the secondary, I thought all phases played really well. One player that we really haven't even talked about is DeMarco Helms. If you guys are out there and saw DeMarco Helms put the wood to a couple young men from Mississippi State, my goodness. I mean, talk about a thumper. And then you had Patrick Surtain, who continues to grade out at a very high level at the corner position. So to answer your question, I think Mississippi State, not very good, but I think the defense is certainly improving. What else you got, Larry?
That's it. That was my only question. Real.
Short and sweet. Well, you know, you take care down there. I know down in Mobile, you guys have had, you know, some amazing and terrible weather, you know, this entire year. So, hopefully whenever this year ends in 2020, it feels like it's been 10 years this year, right? You guys stay safe and please call again next time.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Larry down in Mobile, Alabama. I appreciate it. Hey guys, thank you so much for joining the show. My name is Kyle Henderson of Bama Insider. I'll be around for a little bit more. You guys can call in. Call line is open 205-850-0883. All super chats certainly help. I actually have to pay for the call in line, so You know, it definitely helps when we kind of go over the finances and we see that, you know, we're paying for the call online, but we're also getting super chats. So that definitely helps. Hit the thumbs up button. That helps our channel get out to other Crimson Tide football fans. I'll be around for a few minutes and then I got to go tuck my little ones in for bed as they continue to hit the week on Thursday in the year 2020. So we'll take our next caller and we'll start right now. Hey, welcome to the show. You're on the line with Kyle Henderson. Who am I on the line with and where are you calling in from? Hello?
This is Justin from Hello?
Yeah, Justin. What's up? Where are you from, buddy?
Illinois.
All right. Go ahead, buddy. You're on the show.
My question is, so this year, LSU's is not looking way too good. Do you think it's going to be like a real close game, more like a blowout? Because, I mean, they got blown out by Auburn.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. We're on with Justin from Illinois. I don't know. I think that, you know, the spread for this game will probably be, you know, two touchdowns for Alabama or whatever. But, you know, I think that, you know, Ed Orgeron and those guys will be ready to play. I think, you know, I'm not sure what to expect week to week from, you know, teams like LSU, teams like Auburn. It seems like those teams continue to go up and down. I think the fact that the game is in Baton Rouge, you know, those guys will definitely get up for that game. I think the fact that they beat Alabama, those guys will get up for the game. I think because it's a rivalry game, they'll get up for the game. And, you know, and who knows? I mean, the game's still, many days away. So we'll see. They'll have an extra week to, you know, kind of focus and dial in for Alabama. But I think that, you know, Alabama's certainly going in there with redemption on their mind because of what happened last year in Tuscaloosa. I was at that game and watched LSU march in with that fantastic offense and beat a team that I felt at the time was unbeatable. I felt that Alabama was just that good. But certainly I think Alabama will be ready to take on LSU. And I think, you know, this team is really dialed in and has the right mindset for where they need to be at week 7. What else you got, Justin?
Do you think this is Mac Jones' last year or he's going to have one more year? Because I've seen some, like, articles showing that Mac Jones is going to go to the Bears, which that would be perfect for me because I'm a Chicago Bears fan. But, like, I don't know if that's true or not.
I think that when you look at Mac Jones, and remember this is very important for everybody, is that this is a blanket year, so blanket waiver year. So that means that every single player could theoretically come back next year. It doesn't matter if they're a senior. I mean, everybody could come back next year because of everything that has happened with COVID. So you look at a player like Mac Jones, I don't think people realize that he's a redshirt junior. So let's say wherever he gets graded at, and I think on ESPN, I was watching, you know, the game with everybody else and had him as the fifth quarterback to be taken in the NFL draft. So if he wanted to come back, he certainly could. I don't think he will. I think he'll continue this strong play throughout the rest of the season. And I think that he's going to, you know, be a guy that NFL teams certainly look to as a quarterback that they want to add to their program. But remember, he could come back if he wanted to. That would really be shocking. But, you know, we saw a guy like Devontae Smith come back. When I didn't think a guy like Devontae Smith would come back, I didn't think Najee Harris would come back, and look what the type of season he's having. So I think Nick Saban after the season will give these guys NFL grades based off people he talks to, and we'll see. But I certainly think that the way that Mac Jones is playing, I don't think there's a chance that he comes back. Give me a final thought, Justin, while you're on the show.
I'm predicting next week Alabama's going to destroy LSU 100-0.
All right. Well, that's good enough for all the Alabama football fans watching, Justin. So thank you very much for calling for Illinois. And who knows, maybe Mac Jones will head out to Chicago and, you know, you can enjoy some more Bears football. They're certainly playing well. Thank you very much. And please call again. All right. We got Justin from Illinois, our Bears fan. All right. What do you guys think? I mean, I certainly think that Mac Jones is gone after this season. I mean, the way he's playing is, I mean, he's clearly demonstrated that he's ready to contribute, you know, not only for Alabama, but at the next level. I mean, what he's done in terms of his ball placement, his accuracy, I'm not sure about the weight that he's gained. You guys saw that, right? His, I think it was on TikTok. His girlfriend was bringing him all those cookies because he's not a guy that is naturally 230 pounds. I mean, he's probably like naturally 215, 220. But everybody knows about the cigar pick I'm talking about where he's a big boy. We'll take our next caller and we'll start right now. Hey, you're on the line with Kyle Henderson. Who am I on the line with and where are you calling in from?
What's up, man? It's Kurt from Bessemer, Alabama.
Kurt from Bessemer. I appreciate it. Thank you, and welcome to the show, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, you're looking good over there, Kyle. I see you dressed up, man. You got a date or something?
You know, man, I try to come with it, man. So get used to it, man. This is how I roll, man. I like to dress up and have a good presentation. It just, you know, I think it provides pop to the show. And I'll be straight with you, man. I like to dress up. I like to look good, man. So you're on with it, man. So go ahead.
Well, you looking good, man. But I was going to say, I got three things to say. First of all, people should not look at that Auburn and LSU game and say, oh, well, Auburn blew them out, so we're going to blow them out. You can't look at a game like that. You have to look at strategy. You have to look at what LSU or Alabama do well against each other. So you can't look at one blowout and say, oh, well, we're going to blow them out because Auburn blew out. Because that game with Auburn, it just happened all of a sudden. It wasn't like a domination. It was like a one quarter, and they just blew them out, and then they just kept on going with it. We got a lot of good receivers. Baker, we got Baker, we got Holden, we got Tyus Smith Bell, we got a lot of people on us, so you don't never know who gonna come in. And about our defense, if you notice, I saw Brian Branch in there. When they put Brian Branch in there, he was playing good, man. Like I think they took somebody out on the start and they put Brian Branch in, and that defense was looking like he's a hitter too. Like we got what's his name? Oh, you was talking about?
You have Malachi Moore.
Malachi Moore. They had Branch in there, and they also had what's his name? The other guy you were saying
DeMarco Hellams.
Yeah, they put all three of them in there with Chetan, and they was their back end was looking good. So it's all coming together. And I know people are gonna be like, well, Mississippi State, they're not that good, but still. It's hard to get a shutout against anybody. And if you notice, even out the old Ole Miss, Missouri didn't score that much. All the teams besides Ole Miss didn't score that much. Like our defense played fairly well. But the last two or three games, they've been holding it down.
No, I think you're right. And again, thank you very much for calling in the show. We're on with Kurt from Bessemer. I think you're right. I mean, when you look at this defense and you look at the freshmen on this defense, right? You started three freshmen against Mississippi State. You had Brian Branch, you had Malachi Moore, and then you had William Anderson. So all those guys really contributing at a high level. And actually, those were the guys that actually led the team in tackles. I think Dylan Moses was also up there. But my point is, the freshmen are contributing on this defense at a very high level, especially Malachi Moore. Malachi Moore, I'm sure. I mean, he's right from your area or around there. And I mean, the kid, right? He's from Trustville, right? Yeah, so... I mean, the point is, I mean, these guys getting on the field, playing at this level, I mean, it speaks volumes. DeMarco Hellams, he's not an old guy. He's still a young guy. Then you also have Jordan Battle. So you look at kind of Alabama's future of the secondary, those guys completely ballers.
And then and another thing, Malachi Moore, I'm going to tell you who he reminds me of. He reminds me of, what's his name that was playing for LSU? The Honey Badger. That's who he reminds me. Yeah. He be everywhere, all over the field. And he makes a lot of... He gets a lot of turnovers. He can sack the quarterback. He can play safety. He can play right. I mean, he can play cornerback.
Yeah.
He can guard the slot. He be everywhere.
Yeah, I think and like I said, I didn't come up with this, but you know, someone said this before I did, that he has Minkah Fitzpatrick vibes, just because, like, just like you're saying, and I call it just being opportunistic. I mean, the guy is everywhere. He plays hard. I mean, I look at that. I can still envision it in my mind, and I'm sure everyone else can, is when he stripped the ball from Tennessee. Not only did he have the presence of mind to strip the ball, he scooped and scored. like just things like that. Like that's the type of guys you want on the field. And I can't even, and to be honest, when we talk about Pro Football Focus grades, Malachi Moore has graded out at an extremely high level. I mean, the kid is like grading out like 85.7, and what's good for a player is like 80. So Malachi Moore to be a freshman and to contributing right now, completely balling out. What else you got, Kurt?
And about Mac Jones, you know, he's a pretty good player. He knows how to move around the pocket. But I do agree with you. People need to hold out on Bryce Young, because I'm telling you, I saw that guy play in person in high school, just traveling with my folks just to go see him play. That guy, if you saw him when he threw that ball to Slay Bowling in the end zone, he threw it kind of hard, but it was like on target. People need to realize that guy got an arm, like an arm, like a serious arm, and he's accurate. He's like Tua accurate. He just got to get a rhythm. That's all you got to do, get a rhythm.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say, man. I just want to thank you for taking my call, and let me know what you think about that Bryce Young comment.
Okay. All right. Well, stay blessed, Kurt, and thank you very much for calling from Bessemer. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, bro.
All right. My a new friend out in Bessemer, Kurt. I appreciate it. I think he's right. I think everybody just, you know, we need to see more a sample size of Bryce. Huge fan of the kid's game. And just like he said, I look at that Tennessee game and the way he played, absolutely fantastic. So, he's the future of the program. And Alabama also has Paul Tyson, a guy that, you know, we haven't even seen play, doesn't even have a snap this year. But I think I would like to see him play, like to see what his skill set is. Heard really good things about him. He's a big pro style quarterback that I think could do well if given an opportunity. Hey, so thank you so much for joining me tonight. I really appreciate it. Please hit the thumbs up. You can also listen to this via podcast. I'll upload it as a podcast after the show. We'll have tons of content coming your way on Bama Insider, even past, going into this bye week. I'll be catching up with Andrew Bone. That'll be live tomorrow at 11 a.m. We're going to do some special programming, talking about the state of the program. We didn't have our Tuesday show with Andrew because of the election, but we're going to come back on Thursday and kind of talk about where things stand for Alabama right now as they have the number one recruiting class in the country and kind of dive into it. I know that LSU just landed Sage Ryan, but we're going to talk about some key targets and kind of, you know, pipe in some good content as we go into the weekend. We also added Mick Gillespie to our staff, so expect more content. We added, you know, another personality to our channel to help grow this channel, so definitely support him when you see his shows right here on Bama Insider. I hope you have a blessed rest of your week. Let's be productive. Let's enjoy our family, and definitely great to be a part of this great country. Special thanks to all our past veterans and people serving in the United States military. We sincerely appreciate what you do for our great country. And I'll definitely catch up with you guys next time right here on Bama Insider. Thank you very much for joining. Again, hit the thumbs up button, like, and subscribe. And thank you to all our super chats tonight. I really appreciate it. Stay blessed, and we'll catch up with you soon. Kyle Henderson, BamaInsider.com.